Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Welcome to The Rod Peterson Show here on a Football Friday. Yes, I'm Darren DuPont in for Rod Peterson this morning. He is in Vegas hanging out with all the stars. Just go to his Instagram if you want to know where he's at. And actually, while we got you here, let's do that this morning. It always pops up on Instagram. He's staying at the Palms, if you want to stalk him. Room 415. No, I don't know what room he's in.
You watch your job, do you?
I'm kidding. I don't know what room he's staying in. But,
wouldn't it be funny if it was 415? That would be.
I feel so sorry to whoever's in room 415. I really do. You're going to get harassed. At least it's not early. At least they're not going to get woken up.
Say, what's going on? My name's Levi Peterson.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Actually, it is Vegas, so some people are probably just getting to bed now, but that's great. Great hour one of the program. Arash Madani with an update on just about everything. Good CFL update, actually. Yeah. Talked about the Astros situation. We talked a little tennis. It was fun with Arash Madani from Sportsnet. We had a great chat with John Murphy just on the previous side of the break we just had. That was great. The assistant general manager of the Toronto Argonauts. And coming up a little bit later on in this hour, we're going to talk to Dave Campbell from 630 Chet in Edmonton. We'll get into the Eskimo situation. We're seeing a trend of teams with three, call them veteran quarterbacks. The Eskimos are the latest signing Pipkin to go with Kilgore and Trevor Harris. A bit of a veteran group. The Riders doing a similar thing. Now, Isaac Harker, a young quarterback, but you've got three guys with playing experience. Is that something new, or you know, I always think of teams in a third quarterback, you know, with a rookie we've never heard of, the young promising guy that hasn't been on the field, but we're seeing teams, you know, with that second insurance policy.
I thought this wasn't going to happen. I thought they were going to stay at two.
Yeah.
Three. They're going to go to three. No, they stay at three, I should say.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And they want to go to two.
I mean, I think you can go to two and have another player. Isn't that correct?
You can have as many as you want.
Yeah.
There's nobody saying, and the commissioner came on this program and said, doesn't mean you can have three quarterbacks on the roster. You can have three quarterbacks, but they limited the number of overall roster spots by one. Okay. I think that was it. I
mean, everybody and their dog wants to be the starter, so it's very difficult to get a guy, a really good guy, to be number two. And the money situation, too. You know, usually you flood the number one guy with all the money, and then the other guy, he does, you know. So it's a difficult thing to get two really, really good ones.
It shows here, the last couple of years, it's unreal last year how many quarterbacks got hurt. Almost everybody's quarterback. So you put the second stringer in, he gets hurt, and you mean you'd say, then there's nobody? No, I can't be that. But they got, like you say, the money's going to be interesting what they're going to pay that third guy. But here, what do? Hey, you got an ace in the hole in Marshall. He played quarterback at Auburn.
They won't beat
Alabama. Well,
they won't put him as a quarterback.
Well, what do you do? What do you do for a third quarterback?
You can't take away a good corner like that.
Well, what would you do for a third quarterback?
But we're talking, we've got three quarterbacks.
Three. Okay, he'd be there. Okay.
Franklin and Harker.
You can,
and,
you can have three quarterbacks on the roster.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but you just take one Canadian off there.
You don't have to have a Canadian on the roster. Clark,
you have to have
you get the clarification on that rule and put it on my prompter? Is that possible? I'm pretty sure it's one less roster spot overall.
Okay.
When they said they're removing a quarterback, now that, I mean, is you are required. Yeah, he's going to put it up here and we'll get it.
Okay.
You're required to have two quarterbacks.
Right.
Yeah, that was the rule. It didn't say you can have three.
Yeah.
It just said you're required to have two. Previously, you were required to have three.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to have three. If you want to dress an extra lineman, you want to have an extra defensive back, you want to have somebody else, you can do that. You only have to have two.
See, if you go with two, that's where Nick Marshall could come in, and he could be the third guy just in case of two.
Yeah.
Hurt.
And this is going to happen. I think a lot of teams are going to test us for a while with only two quarterbacks. And if they're lucky enough and don't get hurt, well, okay.
Yeah, teams have the flexibility to only utilize two and can dress another position if you want to. So, you know, I like that. And you're going to maybe see the Riders. I mean, I would assume it'll look, the depth chart will look something like Cody Fajardo, James Franklin, Isaac Harker, third.
Right.
But you might see them keep Brian Bennett He might play special teams.
Yep. And he does.
He might be listed as a linebacker or a fourth quarterback.
Sure. He played special teams in Winnipeg.
He could play special teams. You might end up seeing, you know, different things like that happen. But you're right. That's part of it. If a team only wants to carry two and they've got a guy who played quarterback who they're confident in an emergency situation, just like the pitcher who's actually a shortstop and has to come in an emergency situation.
They did that years ago. Remember Bruce Bennett? He was a backup quarterback.
Yeah, he came backup quarterback in Florida.
Yeah.
He was first string quarterback of Florida.
Yeah.
So what do you do if you're Logan Kilgore in Edmonton? You know, coming in, you're the backup quarterback, and now you've signed Antonio Pipkin, who was a starting quarterback at Montreal at one point during the season.
Well, you battle in training camp.
Yeah.
You battle in training camp, and you try to get that number two.
And if you're Brock Sunderland.
He played some too, you know. I mean, Pipkin had some success, but there was problems too as well. You know, I mean, he was inconsistent. So, and it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy to play quarterback in a Canadian Football League when you're coming down from the States and your eyes see 11 guys out there. Now you come up and there's that different guy. So, you know, it just takes time. It takes time to develop. Some guys can do it so quick and be so good, and others it's a different situation.
Well, if you've got two quarterbacks, first and second, that are healthy going into a game, you don't need a third.
Yeah, and that's true. And that was part of the reason is they've crunched all the numbers, right? And all the numbers are available. And the times that you've had to use a third quarterback, it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, we always need a second quarterback.
Yes.
That's no question about that. Wayne Grollo is watching this morning. He says, I think that's a good development if teams have more good options at quarterback. Mike Lennox on the Facebook wall, CFL teams need to think about the expansion draft they may be coming in early in 2021. That's something to think about in the radar.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make sure you got guys ready to go.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get...
That may be coming. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Never know.
We've got comments coming in, too, on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. This one coming, somebody, anonymous texter. Sorry, Metal Shingle Guy. That's who it is. Metal Shingle Guy texting in. Does Toronto owe first-round pick for Zach? Good question.
Yeah.
Not to Saskatchewan.
No, Winnipeg, I think, has to send over. They don't have a first-round pick now, because Kyle said that in the press conference the other day, that they've lost their first-round pick, so they're picking 18th for their first pick.
Toronto does not owe a first-round pick.
Well, they do.
Toronto. They didn't sign Zach. Winnipeg.
They didn't, but I think to get Zach over to Winnipeg, they gave Toronto a first-round pick, I believe.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure.
Does this not... clarify
hold on.
In the text line. Now, I think this question has come up a few times because in the deal that sent Zach Collaros to Toronto.
Yeah, Saskatchewan doesn't have to.
No. Yeah. I think part of the conditions was if he signs, then they'll give Saskatchewan a first-round pick, right? You'll trade into us, and we'll give you something. But if he signs, we'll give you something else, give you a first-round pick.
That was for this year, though, right?
Right.
Right.
Now that he's signed in Winnipeg, that Toronto's not on the hook of giving Saskatchewan anything.
No.
At all.
No.
You're done. That's another trade.
Winnipeg's on the hook to give them a first-round pick.
That would be the deal.
A conditional pick. If they sign, then, you forfeit your first round.
Yeah. That's my question. Riders. Yeah. No, the Riders... In that second trade, it's not a condition that other teams have to abide by.
So Toronto will get the ninth pick in that first round.
Yeah.
This year.
Chris is watching and chimes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. Hope Murph has a great season in Toronto. We need the Argos to be a strong team for the well-being of the CFL. Pinball Clemens, will provide great leadership there. Well, we know that. Yeah. I mean, Pinball's as good as they come. It's awesome having him back in the CFL.
Big challenge, though. That's a real big challenge, that city, man.
Yeah.
Well, you can get it back real quick. I mean,
yeah, but you watch Sportsnet in the afternoon, 4 hours of what's going on in Toronto and area. Never mentioned the CFL once.
Jason Fichter on the comments here on the Facebook wall just confirms what you guys had said. Winnipeg has to give the Argos a first-round pick, yes. Yeah. So there you go. That's the update there. I want to pull up the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question. We haven't checked in on the poll results this morning, but I want to do that now. Last night, the Edmonton Oilers falling 3-1 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Braden Point with an assist in that one. He's still... is doing amazing things. The former Moose Jaw warrior. Where is he? There he is, Braden Point on the bobblehead.
He's incredible.
Isn't he great? Anyways, the Oilers lost, but in the middle of it, Zach Cassian got his skate or got stuck in a pileup and kicked one of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Eric Chernick, and we asked this morning in the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question, how many games will the NHL suspend Zach Cassian for his kick? The answers are 0, 1 to 3, 4 to 6, or 7 plus. He has an in-person hearing today with the NHL, which opens him up to 6 or more games. So because of the in-person hearing, I'm going to say 4 to 6. I kind of thought it'd be more in that 3 to 5 range. So I'm going to say 4 to 6, and that's where our viewers are. As I pull up the poll results, 45% of you say Zach Cassian will be suspended 4 to 6 games. 28% of you say 7 or more. 19% of you say 1 to 3. And only 8% of you say 0. The only reason I thought he might get less is just because of the recent discipline for Zdeno Chara earlier this week. His cross check to the throat of Brendan Gallagher came.
That was terrible, by the way.
It was terrible.
That's a big bully beating a smaller kid. That stunk.
You know.
Somebody should have went over there and whacked Chara.
It came with. Really?
I think so. I'm getting carried away here.
No.
But that looked awful to me.
I know. But who's going to do it?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
No.
I'm not going to do
it. That's right. That's
the big question.
Because I'll
get a stick to the throat.
Who's going
to
do it?
Brendan Gallagher is having trouble eating his booster juice this morning.
You said that.
Meanwhile, Eric Chernick, he can't. I mean, he's fine after the kick.
Yeah.
So the results don't compare, but the act does. We see cross checks all the time.
Yeah. Somebody tagged Chara the other day, there a couple weeks ago, where he got a little wobbly.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I can't remember who delivered it.
Yeah.
But he's huge, like 6'6", eh?
Or more than that? He's taller than that, isn't he?
Maybe 6'8"?
6'8" or something.
I could believe he's 7 foot, actually, if a guy threw it at me.
Jason Bicek is watching this morning and says, just to update, Cassian has waived the in-person hearing, and so will now have a hearing over the phone. He can waive it, so just give it to me. Just give it to me.
Yeah.
Whatever it's going to be, just give me the punishment. I know, I'll take it.
Oh, above him up says that Cassian's asked for 20 games.
Tom Halleck says sit Cassian's rear end for 20 games at least. So there you go. That's really it's going to be interesting watching this one play out.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But I can see it go either way. But because they called the in-person hearing, I now believe that it's going to be at least a few games.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a repeat offender in season. He had the suspension for a couple of games for the incident with Matthew Tkachuk. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be suspended. I can almost guarantee that. Don Mitchell's watching. Good morning, Don. CBC has announced that they will be showing many U Sports Championship games on their GEM streaming service. Yes, they covered the football last year, the Mitchell Bowl on the online stream, and they covered the Vanier Cup the whole platform.
Thank God for that. That was great.
Very good. So that's exciting. And Casey agrees with me. The fact that he waived the in-person meeting shows he's willing to take the punishment.
Yeah.
I like that. It might help him get a few less games, too.
Yeah.
And with Connor McDavid already out a couple of weeks, that is going to make things a little bit more difficult.
Boy, he's so strong.
Yeah.
Those hands, like when he grabs a guy, I mean, he it's incredible. He could be a good D lineman with those good hands.
Well, he could be. He really could be. So that's the big news this morning. The Calgary Flames winners last night. The Toronto Maple Leafs were not. So there you go. But
Jets play tonight?
The Jets are on the ice. We'll get to that. We'll do a sports update on the other side of the break, and we'll get into a whole lot more. Got a whole lot of topics. Haven't even got to today on the program, but we'll do that. And we've got Dave Campbell joining us from 630 CHED in Edmonton in our next segment as well. So we'll step aside and come back with that. This is The Rod Peterson Show, watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West, to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Get so many...
Not Rod Peterson. No, it is Darren DuPont.
Deviations from it, eh?
What's that?
So many deviations from it. Once you step there. Once you get there, the one gap that you get. You can change it. The play starts.
Yeah. We don't know what we're doing. The carryover from the commercial break. Excuse me. Yes, the Rod Peterson Show. I'm Darren DuPont. As we... need some coffee. Now you could be talking. Yeah. You want to talk to him when you're coming on, but how about when I need you when I'm coughing here? All good. Hey, it's John Lynch, Craig Smith alongside here on a Football Friday. It's been a lot of fun this morning, and we've had some great conversations. John Murphy was along. Arash Madani from Sportsnet was alongside. We're talking hockey. We're talking football here on a Football Friday, and a lot of CFL free agency stuff, too. But unfortunately, I've lost power to the main module here on the command ship here. I don't have my plug-in. I left my plug-in at home for the computer, so I've lost the tennis match. Oh. So if you can update me on what's going on with Felix Auger-Aliassime, he was all even in the second set. He was up a set at the ATP event in Rotterdam. It's on TSN, so please, somebody update me. Tyler Dacu's watching. He says, Frenzy's sock game is so strong. Let's get this man a sock sponsor. Tyler, update me on the tennis game, please. Now, did you know I had a sock sponsor?
No.
No, you're kidding me.
True story.
What happened?
I don't wear socks.
I know that.
Ever.
You gotta be kidding. Never.
Ever.
I can't believe it. What about your skates?
Daryl Rommold, our friend at CTV Regina. Well, he's a big sock guy, just like you, John. He wears the fancy socks.
I saw that the other day. See his socks?
What about in skates? Do you ever, when you skate, you got to have socks, right?
No, Bobby Orr never had socks.
You know what? Sometimes.
You're kidding me.
New skates, if they give me blisters. But if I don't have blisters, that's fine. So I got a sock sponsored. Daryl hooked it up.
He did?
He hooked it up. He's like... And McGregor Socks, wonderful company out of Ontario. And if back in my Instagram feed, there is a picture of me with the socks on, the fancy socks. I put them on. They did. They sent four or five great pairs of socks, and I wore them. I put them on for the picture, but I just can't do it.
And Don Johnson.
I was hanging out with some Washington Capitals alumni, and one of them was telling me, they couldn't believe it. I was interviewing them on television for a hockey game, and... He's like, you don't wear socks? I'm like, no. And he's like, I never would wear socks if I'm you. He's like, that's your brand. You get to the pros, that's how they'll remember you.
Yeah,
he said, don't you dare put socks on.
Absolutely.
So I still won't. It's good to have the support. I had a sock sponsor once, John. It was McGregor Socks, the fine people there. Yeah. They have really, really great socks. So maybe we can get you a sock.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Sure. What do you think?
McGregor's been around for years. We'll they used to socks. Have ads in the old programs in the CFL.
Wow. Okay. Mick Panko's watching. We're not getting enough power, Captain. Says to the computer down. Yeah, it feels like Apollo 13. We got to save and only use so much power. We got scientists in the back from NASA trying to figure out how much power to use to make sure we stay on the air. It's quite the elaborate operation. But
yeah.
Let's go out to Edmonton and welcome in Dave Campbell from 630 CHED. Good morning, Dave. We've got enough power to bring you on the air, so that's a great thing this morning. Good morning.
And I am wearing socks, by the way.
are they fancy socks? What do you got on your socks this morning? Are they just normal, plain ones?
Nah, they're just normal, plain socks. That's all. I mean, why do you need fancy socks sometimes?
Although nobody sees them.
Valentine's Day. Good point.
Right? Yeah, Valentine's Day. You got Valentine's. Oh, you got the lobsters on, John. He's got the red lobster socks on. There they are. Can we show the socks? We won't get them on the screen. We got to get the bigger. We'll do it later. Big news this morning, Dave. The biggest news, and you guys have been all over it at CHED. I've been following it on Twitter. The Eskimos are keeping their name. What's the latest?
Well, like you said, they're keeping the name. This is after a year long, I guess you call it, engagement, research, going into the Inuit communities, bringing Inuit communities into Edmonton, Inuit leaders. And today they decided there's no consensus and they're going to keep the name. So, and they said something similar last year as well around, I say, March, April. They said, we're going to enter into a very intense dialogue with the Inuit community and start the conversations or continue the conversation. Because they actually did some legwork before a year ago. And players have gone up to the Inuit community. I had Ryan King and David Beard from the Eskimos on. I was hosting our evening sports show during the Oilers' bye week and All-Star break and brought them in studio. And Ryan has been up a couple of times, and David Beard has actually some family up in the territory. So, I don't know if this is going to go away. This makes it go away, but the Eskimos come out and make a stand and say, you know, we're going to keep the name right now.
That's exciting. You got one on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is happening, Dave. What's the reason for it? I mean, do people are going crazy, or just they really believe they got a case there?
Well, this started in 2015, if I'm correct. It was Nathan Obed who is the leader of an Inuit group. I think it's more of an advocacy group kind of thing. And yeah, this has been a very polarizing issue among people. And this comes up periodically, about once a year, maybe twice a year. You know, it's my stand on it is I don't believe the name has been used in a very offensive way at all. It's been used in an honorable way, in a respectful way. What bothers me is, and I've heard this from, now, I'm not saying every Indigenous or Inuit person agrees with the name, but I've talked to a lot that just message me on social media and say, I can't stand when non-Inuit or non-Indigenous people tell me that the name of my favorite football team is offensive. There's many people in the Inuit community that see the name as a badge of honor, that they love the name. They say, no, the Eskimos isn't offensive. It's just their name. And then there's some that do believe that it's on the same level of, you know, we hear the Washington Redskins and the other names, that, you know, the Cleveland Indians, the Atlanta Braves, and that it's on the same level. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if we got to a point in sports, and I don't know how far away we are from this, where sports organizations say we're not going to name our team after any ethnic group anymore. But clearly we're not there yet. So this is not going to go away, but the Eskimos today, they make their stand. And I think, you know, it's more of than making a stand. I think it's just saying we don't have enough evidence or enough dialogue. We need more consultation. We need more conversation about our name. So we're just going to keep our name. So I don't think that means it's ever going to change. I don't necessarily think that it there's a decision either way right now where they're going to change the name or not. But today, they're going to be the Eskimos.
There's a lot of history in that name, and it means a lot of good things to a lot of good people. I know that. For me, when it comes down to, you know, being offensive or not, it comes down to what's in your heart. And, you know, if you don't have evil in your heart, then it's not such a bad thing. But for some people, I understand how they can be hurt. Now, Wayne comments in on the Facebook feed. He says, it would be weird to call them anything but the Eskimos. and it would, but we'd get used to it eventually if it changed. I mean, the Toronto Maple Leafs were the Toronto St. Pat's, and you know, the Ottawa Red Blacks were the Renegades and the Rough Riders, and we're okay with the Red Blacks now. But for now, it's the Eskimos, and I think the Canadian Football League fans are good with that. Before I turn these guys loose with all the football questions, because they've been dialed into free agency, how are you feeling about the Eskimos, 4 or 5 days now into free agency?
Yeah, I mean, they did a lot of their work before free agency started with extending Trevor Harris, re-signing David Beard and Jacob Ruby and Tommy Draham on their offensive line. Mike Moore is a big signing on their defensive line. And then solidifying the backup quarterback spot with Logan Kilgore. I know they signed Antonio Pipkin, so I suspect there's going to be competition there. And then they addressed a couple of needs on first day of free agency. They need a new middle linebacker, as Larry Dean wasn't brought back. They bring in Justin Tuggle, who I'd say probably is a bit of a downgrade from Larry Dean, but not much. And Jonathan Mincy on their boundary corner. They definitely needed a spot there to fill because Anthony Orange wasn't brought back. And injuries really derailed Anthony Orange last year. I thought when he was healthy, we didn't see the best out of Anthony Orange, period. So, and then it's just about bringing in depth, bringing in competition for training camp. So, you know, when a team doesn't do a lot in free agency, I think they're pretty happy with what they have. Now, yesterday they were busy. They signed three players, including former U of A Golden Bear Jimmy Ralph, which got a lot of buzz here in Edmonton. So I think overall it's a team. I don't know if they're any better than they are at this point compared to last season, but I would say overall they've kind of stayed the course. And the wild card is the new coaching staff. And how much farther can they take this group compared to what Jason Moss's group was able to do? And that being said, there's three coaches back from Jason Moss's group with Scott Milanovich right now. So, but the wild card to me is the coaching staff.
Yeah, it seemed like that Edmonton, it was almost like a saw-off with regards to the guys they brought in and the guys they lost. And but the big thing, just like Winnipeg and Saskatchewan, you know, they signed a lot of the guys, you know, that they needed to sign. I thought Beard was unbelievable. Like, just solidifying that offensive line. And, of course, you get Trevor, and, you know, they're ready to roll, you know. And with Scott being the quarterback coach, you know, Trevor, it looks pretty promising.
Milanovic going to take a little bit of time to get reunited with his Canadian Football League, or are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think, you know, once you have been up here for as long as he has, you don't necessarily lose the nuances of the league. But, you know, definitely he's going to bring in some of what he has seen from his days with the Jaguars in the NFL and kind of amalgamate the two. But he said it's going to be like 70% of what he's seen already in the CFL from an offensive standpoint, and 30% he'll bring over from Jacksonville. I remember him saying that when he got hired. So, but there's a bit of an acclimation period. And, you know, the fact that he had 3 games left to serve as a quarterbacks coach for the Jaguars when he was hired, he was very busy because he's interviewing coaches and didn't have time to watch any game film till about a month ago. So it's been a kind of a cram for the exam for sure. For Scott Milanovich, but I think he'll remember this league and what makes it tick pretty quickly.
Yeah, I agree with you. We had a chance to catch up with him on the program, and I have a lot of confidence in what Scott Milanovich is going to be able to do. The team now signing Antonio Pipkin, three quarterbacks with Kilgore re-signing and Trevor Harris, and that a little bit seems to be a trend. We're seeing, you know, well, Hamilton's got a stable of good quarterbacks now. The Riders with James Franklin now have three. What do you see about the quarterback battle in Edmonton?
Yeah, you know, when they signed Antonio Pipkin, I'm like, okay, we've got a battle for number two behind Trevor Harris. And I think it's a good move. I think you force Logan Kilgore to have to, you know, compete. I think he would have been fine with competing anyway. And Pipkin is interesting. You know, his skill set, his ceiling's pretty high right now. We haven't seen probably the best of him yet, but he's still very young. He's only, what, 24, 25 years old. He definitely has the best upside of the two compared to Kilgore, but I would say right now Logan Kilgore is the better quarterback when you think about decision-making and understanding offenses, understanding defenses, especially in a game scenario, that he probably can manage the game better than Antonio Pipkin. But that doesn't mean Antonio Pipkin doesn't have skills that you like. And he can throw the football. I remember when he made his first start in the CFL in a game in 2018 in August. here in Edmonton. Man, he came out and he was guns a-blazing, and the Eskimos had a hard time with Antonio Pippen. Of course, they didn't have much film on him. And then, you know, I remember later that season, of course, that was during Manziel Mania. And Pipkin, I'll tell you, one thing he did is he got guys to rally around him. He seemed like a good leader. Struggled with his downfield passing somewhat, a lot of interceptions. But, you know, so we don't really know a lot about Antonio Pipkin, his ability to manage a football game well enough. We've seen good. We've seen a lot of not good. But it's good to bring the competition in. And I'm excited what a good offensive mind and a good quarterbacks coach like Scott Milanovic would be able to do with an Antonio Pipkin. So I'm excited to see this competition play out for the number two job and the number three job, because they got two kids on the roster, and Jeremiah Briscoe and Troy Williams, who they like as well. So, you know, number two, I think, is up for grabs, and definitely number three is up for grabs, and they'll probably, you know, find a way to carry a fourth quarterback on their practice roster.
I think the Western Conference is going to be very exciting this year, very strong, very competitive. Mm-hmm. Way ahead of the East. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think the West is still going to be the class of the CFL. I think the East is going to be competitive, though. I like what Hamilton has done. I like what Montreal has done. Can Montreal maintain their pace last year? Can they find a way to get 11 wins, 12 wins? That's going to be tough, especially with Hamilton in that division. Has Toronto done enough? I don't know if they have. They spent a lot of money. They've brought in a lot of players. They have to get it all to mesh and gel, and they need their quarterback play to be really good, whether it's Matt Nichols or McLeod Bethel-Thompson. But they're interesting. Ottawa, they signed some good pieces on defense, but I don't like their offense, even with Nick Arbuckle. They need to address their receiving core. And, of course, they have time, like everyone else has, to try and improve their roster. But, yeah, I think the West, I think the Riders are going to be a good team again. I think the Bombers will maintain the pace as long as Caleros can stay healthy. Calgary, do they drop off a bit? Like we keep saying, when is the year that Calgary drops off? This could be the year. Now that I said it, they probably won't. And the Lions, I like what the Lions did on their D line. And you know, if Darrell Walker's camp could get it straight, that you're not getting the money that you think you're getting, and just sign, I think their offense stands to be better. But they're a wild card, and I think the Eskimos are a wild card as well.
Can you talk about Calvin McCarty for a second, what he's meant to the Eskimos? Is there any chance that Calvin McCarty comes back 10-plus seasons? Any chance you see him back in green and gold?
Yeah, that's a real question mark. And they're just polar opposites right now as far as, you know, Calvin McCarty wants an incentive-based deal or a signing bonus attached to his deal, and Brock Sunderland is saying no. There is no signing bonus being offered. And a lot of GMs have said that at this time of year. They said, you know, don't have a lot of money to guarantee at this point, so we're not going to do it. So it's tough to see Calvin McCarty potentially in another uniform. And he has meant so much to this community. He has meant so much to this organization, to the city of Edmonton. But at the same time, you look at his, you know, he's 35, going to be 36 during the season. I still think he's one of the best fullbacks in the league, despite his age. But it's a tough time in free agency right now because, you know, we got minimum salaries going up $11,000, coupled with the salary cap going up $50,000. Brock Sunderland told me that the minimum salaries going up $11,000 to his salary cap was a $136,000 hit. And then you add $80,000 on top of the cap going up 50 grand. I mean, that's over $200,000. But if you look at the $136,000, that's a good American player who could maybe start for you. That's a couple of American players you can bring to camp, maybe a Canadian. So that's a big hit. And every team's in the boat where, you know, the big-name players got their money, and you have to pay the minimum salary players, the first-year players, their money. And the middle tier... And Darrell Walker is caught in that middle tier because I think he's done it to himself in a large degree. They're sitting around going, where's the money? The money's just not there anymore. I mean, we've heard reports that if you thought you were kind of this player, like if you thought you were a $200,000 player or, you know, a $190,000 player, you might have to cut that back by about $100,000. That's tough. So it would be hard to imagine Calvin McCarty coming or going anywhere else but in green and gold. But at this point, they're at an impasse. They're not close to a deal, and the door's open, but they're not anywhere near Calvin McCarty returning to the Eskimos at this point.
Is Darrell Walker really thinking about the XFL? Is that a thing?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I agree.
Is he getting really bad advice? Like, who's his agent?
He had a fantastic year with the Argos this year. Hey, he had a fantastic contract with the Argos. So what? Why would he do this?
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
He wants to go to BC and play. He wants to go to BC Bradley, right? And he wants to reunite with Ed Hervey, and it makes sense. But like Ed Hervey said yesterday to the media, we want him here, but it has to be at the right price. And there seems to be a lack of understanding from Walker's camp that the economics that you think are going to work aren't. So there are a lot of still quality receivers out there. There's Dominic Rhines. There's Rodney Smith. There's Armani Edwards. There's Naaman Roosevelt. There's still some good quality receivers out there, including Darrell Walker. But if he doesn't understand that you're not going to get the money you want, you're going to have to settle because that's the way the market's going, then you either sign or they're going to move on. And Ed Hervey's not a guy that's going to go, okay, Darrell, whatever you want, whatever you want. Ed wants him there, but Ed understands the realities of the market and the economics right now in the CFL.
XFL,
and if Darrell doesn't understand.
He wouldn't get the XFL. He wouldn't get that kind of deal.
No, not at all. Not at all. So if you want to play Darrell, you play up here.
Yeah.
You know, so sign your deal and take your medicine and hopefully it gets better down the road in the CFL and there's more money available.
Dave, it's been great catching up with you. Before we let you go, how many games is Zach Cassian going to get? It's our daily poll for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. What do you think?
Yeah, 7 to 10.
Whoa.
You really believe that?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could say I've seen worse, but it doesn't matter. You took your skate and you kicked another player in the chest. You could understand the first suspension when he got 2 games for beating up Matthew Tkachuk because he kept running him in a game in Calgary. You understand that? You can't explain this one away. This was a very poor decision by Zach Cassian on a team that is struggling, you know, and missing their captain in Connor McDavid. They lose a hockey game last night in Tampa Bay 3-1, even though they played pretty well. But you're missing your captain in McDavid. You don't know when he's going to be back. And Zach Cassian out of the lineup is going to hurt their depth even further. So it's a very poor decision on Zach's part. And I think he's probably going to, I would say, 7 to 10 games for sure.
I just don't think he's that good a player. I can't believe they gave him that big contract. I mean, what's the story there?
Well, I think he's a... honestly, he's a good character guy. He meshes well with Connor McDavid on the first line. You know, is that sustainable? You know, we were saying that a year ago when we saw this look, and we didn't think it was sustainable then, but he finds a way. It's a guy that has turned his life around. You know, it's an amazing story how he is, you know, he had trouble with the addiction with alcohol, and it looked like his career was over. As a member of the Montreal Canadiens when he didn't make the team, or he was on their roster but didn't play, so, or on their payroll, I guess. So, you know, I would say that at times you look at Zach Cassian and go, why would you do that? But I think he's turned into a very good leader and a very good character. And unfortunately, sometimes we see the bad side of Zach Cassian, who has been down this road before. I mean, Oiler fans used to hate him because he smashed Sam Gagner's jaw in preseason years ago. So he was public enemy number one. So he's developed into a pretty good role player. And I think that's why that the money is a little high. I would agree with that. But, you know, yeah, I mean, you got to pay to retain guys too when you're in Edmonton. But, you know, he's kind of one of those glue guys. And unfortunately, he just makes the odd bad decision. And he did last night. And he's going to pay for it. And he's going to hurt his team because of it.
Yeah, we anxiously wait to see how many games for Zach Cassian. Dave, great update out of Edmonton this morning. Appreciate that and look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Anytime.
All right. Dave Campbell joining us from 630 CHED in Edmonton. We got a break. We're going out to Las Vegas on the other side with the host of this show. Where is he? Rod Peterson. We're going to go out and visit with Rod next. This is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members, plus members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Rod Peterson Show. Time for a sports update for Ballers Rec Room and a change in Minnesota. Bruce Boudreau is out as head coach of the Minnesota Wild, and in is assistant Dean Evason, the interim tag as head coach. 3 points out of a playoff spot are the Minnesota Wild, but they've gone 7-3-1 over their past 11 games. Canadian Nick Taylor sits 5 shots back of the Genesis Invitational. He's -2 on his round today. He sits 5 back of the leader Matt Kuchar, who will tee off this afternoon. Tiger Woods even today. He also sits at -2, and Canadian tennis phenom, the youngster Felix Auger-Aliassime, is off to the third round at the ATP event in Rotterdam. He beat the Slovenian Aliassime Bedene today 6-4, 7-6. Your sports update is for Ballers Rec Room and Wendell's Classic Grill and Bar in Saskatoon. The first weekend that I won't be in Saskatoon in some time, so I'm going to be missing my Wendell's today. But let's go out to Vegas. There's no Wendell Clark's, I don't think, in Las Vegas, but Rod Peterson is on the video chat. There you are. From the Palms in Vegas. You're looking good.
So are you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Hey, we had a rash on this morning. I don't know if you saw that. Pieros. Is that what he said?
Yeah, Pieros.
The hidden gem, the place to go in Vegas. He said, you don't know who you run into. Sometimes it'll be nobody. Other times it'll be Mike Tyson. But you don't got to worry about that. Your Instagram story is basically like an Esquire or a People's Magazine. It's a tabloid with all the people that are in there.
I was pretty happy yesterday, Dupes. And good morning, guys, by the way. Morning. Just with the way yesterday unfolded. I'll be honest with you. If you remember 3, 4, 5 years ago, I said I would rather go to Vegas, get on a plane, go to Vegas from Regina for an NHL game than jump in the car and drive to Winnipeg for a game. Well, you know what? It's finally here. So direct flight, we were here by 10 a.m., actually 9:20 a.m., and the Vegas Golden Knights treating us very well. You know, this is their team hotel. This is where we're staying. Set us all up at the game. And then, again, it's on my Instagram story. So all the people that we ran into. And to be honest with you, I hadn't seen Kelly McCrimmon yet, the general manager of the Golden Knights, but I woke up this morning, had a text from Kelly asking what I thought of the game last night. I think it was on Sportsnet. I had people writing me saying that they saw the game, the Knights winning 6-5 in overtime over the Blues. Like, it was absolutely wild. It had everything you could ask for. And I said to Kelly, I didn't know where to watch. And I, after the game, I talked to Gary Lawless, and I said, I see now why you guys charge so much for tickets, because you got to put on a hell of a show here. And it's like nothing I've ever seen. I understand now why a lot of other NHL teams are mad at the Golden Knights, because they forced them to raise their game night level. Guys, it's you saw dancing girls behind the net in warm-up for the visiting team, you know, trying to distract the goalie. Like, Lynch, you'd have loved it. So we're going this morning. We're going this morning to the Golden Knights skate. So I'm anticipating having more time to visit with Kelly there and chat with Lawless and whoever else comes up. Jordan Reeves of the Riders has lined up his brother Ryan Reeves, number 75 for the Golden Knights. So we're going to spend some time together. And then we got the Islanders in town tomorrow, Jordan Eberle in New York, and looking forward to seeing Ebb. So I will say this, gentlemen, not to take up all your time, but this is a hockey town. My brother Lee's with me, and I said, I can't believe that 5 years ago there was only one rink in this town, only one ice pad. Ray Allgaard told me that because he played in the rec league here. Now there are five, and they're building like five more, love hockey.
What about football?
It's funny you say that because John Gruden was here at the game last night. Al Davis's son, Mark, was at the game. And then I mentioned Marcus Allen, who I ran into, who I've known for quite some time, Raiders Hall of Famer. The stadium's not done yet. We drove by it. I'm a little surprised. I thought they'd be closer to opening that thing. The owner of the Golden Knights, Bill Foley, has said there's room for both teams in this town. There's enough money, and I think he's probably right. But it'll be interesting to see because you couldn't get another body in that rink last night with a shoehorn. Like, it's just gone over. Nobody could have predicted this other than the Golden Knights themselves. We'll see what football does, John. I mean, it's an American, southwestern American town. Football is very big here, and hockey, up until a couple years ago, was just a rumor. So at least the Golden Knights have had a head start.
John Gruden will be incredible there. Hey, don't you think John Gruden will be incredible there?
Well, they introduced him on the big screen, and the place went wild. And actually, we were in a taxi cab after the game, and the cab driver was talking about John Gruden and how popular he'll be. And I said, well, they're going to have to win. They're going to have to find him some players. And we'll see. I mean, they weren't very good this year under Gruden in Oakland. So... But you know what? In the NFL these days, you don't even need to win to pack the stadium. In the NHL, you do. So that's one interesting thing that we're following, and I'll probably learn more about it over the next 3 days.
I'm sure you're going to have more conversations this morning when you get to the rink, but what are the hockey people saying, and what are your thoughts on probably the biggest story right now, and that's the Zach Kassian skate-kicking incident last night in the game against Tampa Bay?
Well, to be honest, there's two topics. One's Jay Bouwmeester, obviously. Because these dads, the Blues dads that were here last night, were all in Anaheim when Jay had the heart event. So there's talk about that.
The Golden Knights, I saw, had stuff on the concourse, the fans signing get well wishes to Jay Bouwmeester. So that's a nice touch.
Yeah, gigantic card there. So, for the Bouwmeester family, nice to have your dad in the arena when you have an event like that. I mean, I'm sure he was very happy, Jay's dad, to be in the arena. He didn't want it to happen at all, but at least he was there for his son. But as far as Kassian goes, I think I just saw what Dave Campbell said, 7 to 10 games. I think that's a little harsh. My vote, and I voted on your poll, was 3 to 6 games. Kassian's got a history. You saw his explanation afterwards. It was just a reflex action. But you can't kick somebody with the skate. It was very dangerous. A lot of people think that, I think most people would vote 7+ games. I just happen to be an Oilers fan. I'm a Zach Kassian fan. But anybody who from time to time snaps and does things they can't explain, it happens. But you also have to pay for it. So I could see 7+. I'd like to see 3 to 6.
An update on Jay Bouwmeester. This is coming up on my phone 45 minutes ago. Just seeing it now. Bouwmeester has successful surgery. The Blues defenseman underwent defibrillator implant procedure after the cardiac episode. So good to see that's good news. But you're going to go to the skate today. What else on your agenda here on a Friday?
Well, there's some football people here that I'm going to look up. That used to work for the Riders. Now they're with the Argos. So we're going to get together and chat a little CFL football and just enjoy Vegas. I mean, it's a nice view. Clark was very impressed with the view. Temperatures in the mid-20s Celsius here, 70s Fahrenheit. We're just going to enjoy being out of the cold, guys, and a great sports weekend. And I just want to thank the Golden Knights. I'm not entirely sure why they said, come on down. We're gonna roll out the red carpet and treat you this well. So I just want to say thanks to them and Gary Lawless and Kelly McCrimmon and that staff. It's just been a lot of fun.
Good. That's it. We'll let you go. Enjoy it. Enjoy Vegas. It looks great. We're all jealous. And enjoy the rest of the long weekend. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
See you next Friday.
Have a great time.
See you guys. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Rod checking in from sunny Las Vegas. We are all jealous of him. Let's break, and let's come back with a little bit more. This is the Rod Peterson Show. Even though he's in Vegas, we'll still call it his show. Because it is. And we're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appell Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. You guys, geez, I'm using the DuPont Media mug today. I don't even have a Rod Peterson one on the show. I was going to say, if you've missed, you're looking for a last-minute Valentine's Day gift, the Rod Peterson Shop has beautiful mugs. Who doesn't want a mug for Valentine's Day? RodPetersonShop.com. You can get all the authentic merch in there in time for Valentine's Day. Thanks, Mom, for the Valentine this morning. It was really nice to wake up and have a Valentine. So I'm feeling pretty good, and I think I'm going to treat myself. We're going to have steaks tonight from from Sask Snow Beef. I'm going to go stop at Local and Fresh. Last time I was in there, the freezer was empty, so I want to get some of the New York strips and do steak tonight.
Cool.
That'll be good. Do you cook?
Oh, yeah.
Are you cooking the steaks tonight?
Yeah, it's not from the Snow Beef, though.
That's okay.
But yeah, oh, yeah, tonight, yeah, I probably will. I like doing the steaks, actually.
Yeah.
I like.
How do you cook them?
Well, there's a number. We're not going to barbecue today.
Okay.
But, well, we'll put them in a fry pan, cast iron fry pan. There's a couple ways, you know, get some butter and garlic in there, and then, you know, I season them up. I always, you know, Heinz or, you know, Montreal seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
And then get them in there and cook them. And Kathy likes it cooked to death, and I like it medium, so it's kind of tough to get it all straight.
That's what we do, right? We don't say, you know, you like it. She likes it cooked well done.
Yeah.
We despise it. So it's cooked to death, right? Instead of instead of well done, right?
I think we're going to go to the Olive Garden. Haven't been there yet.
We're going to go. We're going to go on Monday actually for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tip. We went the Olive Garden. This week, first time, the breadsticks, the whole deal. And I got the unlimited, the never-ending pasta because it's cheap. It's a good deal. Yeah. And I get through the big plate of pasta. It's all cheese-filled, stuffed pastas, right? And I feel like my heart's going to stop. And like, I can't eat anymore. I can't even get one refill, and it's the never-ending pasta. Yeah. And I'm like, but I got to do one. Well, the refills come out. They're tiny. So don't be scared of the refills. Get a few, and if you got to box the last one up and bring it for lunch.
I've sure heard a lot of different opinions about the place, guys.
Enjoy the Olive Garden. You'll like it. You'll like it. It's good. And the food's good, too. So one more segment with these guys here, and we're going to go a little bit long today into the overtime segment. But I want to get in. We never got into the XFL today. We never got into the XFL. But I thought opening weekend in the XFL was a smashing success. I think they had over 4 million, viewers of the one game, which is good. I thought that was really good. I mean, it's a small percentage of the American population, but it's still good ratings. I thought the games looked really good. Cardale Jones for Houston was really good. The former Ohio State star and NFL prospect, he looked pretty good. It was a tough opening week for Mark Trestman.
Oh. Terrible. How about PJ Williams for the...
PJ Williams. It was really great.
Yeah.
And for me, the best thing about opening week in the XFL... We didn't see Vince McMahon.
No.
You had broadcasts on ESPN and Fox, and you had Steve Levy, and you had, all of these guys doing games and part of it. And all the show, you didn't see Vince McMahon. Yeah. And so it didn't feel gimmicky. It didn't feel like the WWE like it did back in 2001. Well, and I thought that was a great strategic move by Vince.
Because somebody gave him some good advice.
Yeah, it was way different than way back in 2001. Yeah.
Oliver Luck is the commissioner of that league, and he seems to have improved things. But I thought the first two games were good. The second two weren't. 17,631 for the first game.
It's great.
1,000 for the next game. You think that's a good crowd?
That's great. A lot of people aren't taking it seriously. You got to think about us, too. Yeah. A lot of people are saying, I'll watch. Let me watch this. I want to see what this is all about. It's not a big circus.
No.
It's football, but it is a very entertaining brand of football.
No cheerleaders either, by the way.
I like the football. I thought the football was good. I thought, football's football, right? I mean, it's blocking and tackling. It's guys' pursuit to the football. What's really good is it's giving quarterbacks an opportunity to play instead of holding a clipboard on the sideline.
Yeah.
And it's giving those guys... Reps.
Mark Trestman, though, really surprised me, though. That was a strange offense of his. They got beat 23-3. Four receivers, all over 6'4", 167, believing in that. That's the kind of guys you got to have receiving the ball for you. Didn't work very well. He had a pretty bad game. And Jerry Glanville is defensive coordinator.
Jamie Elizondo's the offensive coordinator there, the former Ottawa Red Blacks offensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, something happened there. I guess they hadn't been with each other practicing that many days before the game. That's what they said at the end.
Yeah.
Because they looked like they didn't know what was going on for the most part.
I want your thoughts on this, Greg. The one thing I like that's pretty cool is they've got a Team 9. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Team 9. So they've got eight teams that are playing, and they've got a team. It's called Team 9. They got a coaching staff.
Yeah.
They got a full roster. And basically, it's a practice roster for all the other teams. So if I'm in Houston and Cardale Jones goes down and I need an emergency backup, I go to Team 9 and I can call him up, and now he's property of my team. So that's interesting. What do you think about Team 9? Is it going to change much?
I think that's an interesting concept. For that league, not for the CFL, but for that league, I think it's good. Guys are, again, they're it's like a practice roster. They're practicing, and then they're ready to go. Somebody goes down, and I think it's a good concept.
Players are signing contracts not with the team, but with the league.
Yeah,
but they'll be coming a lot of back and forth in that Team 9, eh? A lot of guys coming and going.
Possible.
It'll be interesting. It is very possible.
Did SJ go there?
SJ has signed.
No, but didn't he go to the Team 9 first and then signed with Seattle?
I think so.
Yeah, so
I think that's the deal.
It's pretty neat. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And now we're apparently hearing Darrell Walker. I don't know that there's truth to him going to the XFL.
Yeah.
But there's some rumblings. And if you're Darrell, I mean, you can make a little money during the offseason. And when the season's over, you can be ready to go and sign an NFL deal by training camp when they're done. The XFL, let me pull this up here, has announced details for their first ever championship. The championship game, let me pull it up. It's going to be played in Houston. Yes, the inaugural championship for the XFL to be played in Houston on April 26th at TDECU Stadium. So
that's where they play. That's where they're playing. Weekend,
yeah,
right?
The college stadium, yeah, right? Yeah. So that'll be interesting for the XFL. But yeah, one weekend. I'm watching. You guys are watching. Yeah. So that's going to be great. What's up this weekend? You guys are going Olive Garden tonight. You're cooking steaks, but what's up for the weekend?
That's a good question. I don't know. We'll watch XFL again, yeah. But. Yeah, just chill. Kathy's got today off and Monday off, so you know, we'll just kind of relax and
good.
Get the doggies over and have some fun.
What about you, Lunch?
Taking the dog out and going to be watching XFL.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
How about you?
You know what? I've got a almost free weekend. I'll be coaching the kids hockey.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be fun. I'm going to put my feet up and watch some football too.
Yeah.
And probably come in here and get a little bit of work done.
Yeah, but you are lost. You don't have to go anywhere.
It's great. I don't know. I don't really know what a weekend looks like. So I don't know what to do for a weekend. That'll be it'll be fun figuring that out. Yeah. Maybe I'll put it on Instagram.
Glad to see the Blades playing pretty well.
Yeah. Blades are playing good. They're going to be in Brandon tonight. So that's fun. Safe travels to all the guys making their way to Brandon. You know, you sent me the thing, before I let you go, you sent me the thing about Mike Vrabel speaking at the University of Texas.
Austin, yeah.
That's going to be really cool. And I'm sitting there being like, I would love to go. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking, we got to organize a guy's trip around this show with the guys, all of us, mm-hmm. and go watch an NFL game, maybe in Tennessee or somewhere.
It would be great.
Next season.
Oh, yeah. That would be fantastic.
You're coming too, John?
Of course.
Okay.
That would be fantastic.
You're kind of come.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
That would be
awesome.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've had a guy's trip.
Good. We got to get one going. Yeah. A guy's trip in 2020 for the Rod Peterson Show. So Rams, Duke, Abu, Tyler, you guys better all start thinking about your calendars and shoveling some money away.
Now, my wife's probably throwing stuff at the TV now.
Now we got to plan a girl's trip at the same time, somewhere warm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All
that's
right.
For sure.
That's okay. We'll do it. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
That.
A lot of fun. A lot of
Football
fun.
Friday with these two. We'll come back for an extended overtime segment on the other side. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back. The overtime segment is for Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. Big thanks to the folks at Emerald Water for sponsoring this segment. As we do every Friday, our MySask 411 DirectQuest Business of the Week. Let's get to that, because our Business of the Week this week from the MySask 411 app is Specs by Ryan. And actually, I've been watching Tyler Gross, our social or our sales guy in the back. He was looking for new glasses. He needed to get his repaired, and he went to Specs by Ryan, who does all his work, and they were turned around in less than a day. So great stuff there. So our business of the week this week is Specs by Ryan for Direct West and their MySask 411 app. Get the app. It is great. I use it when I go to Saskatoon, actually, to, mostly for restaurants, but you can use it for anything, shopping, for services, you name it, the MySask 411 app. Hey, we had a couple of good rants today, too, for Bronco Plumbing and Heating. We didn't get the stamp up, but we did have a couple. According to you guys in the Facebook feed, anyways, apparently there was a good sock rant. We had that today. We had a couple of Vegas rants, I think. And so those kind of came right off the cuff from Bronco Plumbing and Heating. Rod's rant for Bronco Plumbing and Heating, your factory authorized Bryan Furnace dealer. As we continue to wrap up some business, the daily poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center was asking, how many games will Zach Cassian receive for his skate incident, the kicking incident in last night's 3-1 loss to Tampa Bay? Clark, we don't have an update on the suspension. It's not come down yet, right? I'm sure we would have seen it in the Facebook feed already. But the options on that poll question on Twitter, anyways, 46% of you say that Zach Cassian will receive 4 to 6 games. 26% of you say 7+. 21% say between 1 and 3. And just 7% of you say 0. So sitting in that 4 to 6 range, I kind of thought it'd be 3 to 5. I lean to the 4 to 6, the higher side of that. So we'll wait to see how many games Zach Cassian will receive. So that's that. The other thing that came out of the show today, and this happened before the show, we were talking about good people. We were talking about John Murphy, Pinball Clemens. In Toronto, because it was great having John Murphy on the program today, the assistant general manager of the Toronto Argonauts, formerly of Calgary, formerly of Saskatchewan, great updating CFL free agency. And we were talking about that. And it's interesting. I always believe this, and I believe this as true as can be, right to my core. Good people always win. Good people beat qualified people every single day, because good people, not only will they become qualified, they're just better to have, no matter what. And I know you have to have certain qualifications to do certain jobs and to do certain things, but good people always be qualified people, always. And I'll always operate that way. So surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. And that's the case of the Toronto Argonauts and Mike Pinball Clemens doing great things. Big thanks to Arash Madani for stopping by from Sportsnet. Good update there. For Dave Campbell from 630 Ched, updating us on all things Eskimos, who are keeping their name. The Eskimos are keeping their name. So that's, I guess, good news for everybody supporting that. And big thanks to Frenzy, John Lynch, and our director of scouting, Craig Smith, for stopping by on a Football Friday. A reminder, no show on Monday, but we may have a treat for you. The Best of the Week show every week on LTD Radio. And there may be something for you content-wise on Monday. So looking forward to that. No show Monday, as Clark mentions up here on the monitor. Tuesday, Peter Labardius will join us. The Calgary Flames, a big win, 6-0 last night. They're at home now for a couple. Dustin Nielsen will update us on all things Oilers. And Paul Hendricks of Leafs TV. Can the Leafs get things turned around a little bit over the weekend? We'll have Brian Burnham of the BC Lions joining us on Wednesday, and former Rider Sean Lucas. And more hockey on Thursday. And a big show Friday, Keon Raymond, Jim Lang, and the former commissioner of the CFL, Mark Cohan, who's doing some really interesting things and will be making his way to Saskatchewan here soon. Mark Cohan will join us on Friday. The Scotties, they're going to get going in Moose Jaw this weekend. And tonight is the wild card play-in game. Jennifer Jones, she didn't win the play down out of Manitoba. She's playing tonight in the wild card game for a chance to get in to the Scotties main draw, which will begin over the weekend. So looking forward to that and looking forward to a big, big next week. All right. I got everything, Clark? All business taken care of. Prairie Mobile text line. We'll see if there's any final thoughts on here. There is. Prairie Mobile text line at 306-840-8777. Jack Fulton is watching the show. And he says, great job covering in for Rod. So enjoying the show this morning. Wanted to say hi. Appreciate that, Jack. And we'll connect here over the weekend. Looking forward to that. So until Tuesday. Thanks for watching The Rod Peterson Show and sitting in. Rod will be back in this chair, back, rested, recuperated from Vegas. Not throwing the pen, but I will say, have a great weekend, Canada. And thanks for watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listening live at rodpeterson.com.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.